into verse, poetry into podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Pham, and you're listening to Poemcast. Before we begin, a brief message from our sponsors. Elm Coffee Roasters is open in Pioneer Square and SLU for takeout, and soon we'll have indoor seating. Order coffee and more at elmcoffeeroasters.com. If you're looking for a place to live in the fall with student-friendly amenities, spectacular views, and that's walking distance to campus, check out The M Seattle. They are the only student-living high-rise near UW, and they've recently dropped the rates on all of their floor plans. Visit themseattle.com for more information. And with that, let's get started. Hello, welcome to the Poemcast. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Hello, this is Liz Mugo.
All right, let's just go right into your poems.
This is my poem, I Don't Want to Get Out of Bed. I don't want to get out of bed. My alarm is blaring across my room, but my limbs sink into the feathers in my down, and I'm thinking too much about how easy it would be to sink into its abyss. 7 a.m. bleeds into 2 p.m., and I know the world is bustling around me. I stared at my ceiling and listened to it awaken and stretch and make its morning coffee and go to work, and I am still here, in my bed, lead for hands and a K for a chest, and all I'm thinking about is how I don't want to get out of bed. The winter sun begins to set and the dust around my room has begun to collect. I'm unsure at how long I've been laying here, watching the sunlight sprinkle beams around my room, listening to the sound of laughter through the sill of my window. My phone keeps blinking with the reminders of dues I keep pushing to tomorrow. Tomorrow, I think, I'll have the strength to leave my room. Tomorrow, I think, maybe the weight of this world won't seem so cruel. But tomorrow comes and my alarm sounds, and all I think about is how I don't want to get out of bed. I never do. I lay awake with the misled notion that maybe if I don't get up today, I won't have to face myself. I won't have to face the news. I won't have to face the world that has beaten me down so often my heart is permanently bruised. So I lay in bed, and I stay in bed, and hope that maybe tomorrow I might decide this world is worth getting out of bed.
I love that so much. And you read it really well. It's like very calming and it captures the tone. It's a very, you know, it's not a fun and lighthearted subject matter, but I really like it. Can you tell us a little bit about your poem?
Yeah, so my first poem is more about just like apathy, if that makes sense, and just being really, feeling like really stagnant and unmotivated and that kind of spiraling into an apathy for life and just depression. I definitely think that that's something that I have struggled with a lot the past year, just feeling like I'm not really going anywhere, and sometimes I just wake up and I'm just like, I really just want to go back to bed because I don't want to wake up and go through the same things I do every day, go on Zoom, sit in my room, hope that something's going to change, even though nothing really is. And so I wrote that poem, I guess, because that's how I was feeling. I didn't want to get out of bed. And I think it just kind of helped me realize that, one, I needed to change my life somehow and make it so that I did want to get out of bed. And that this is, I don't know, it's just something that I feel a lot of people feel a lot of times, but they don't really know how to explain it because it's not like depression, I would say. It's more just like being bored and just like having no idea how to fix it. Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely feel that, because I guess this is very different from like a mental illness, but I definitely see where you're coming from. I've had those days too, just lying in bed and not wanting to get up. And obviously no one person's experience is the exact same, but I'm just so grateful that you shared that, because especially in the pandemic with all of us feeling so alone, it's nice to know that, you know, you're not the only one that has felt that way. All right, let's hear your second poem.
This is my poem, You Were My First Heartbreak. You always seem to slip into my vocabulary. Soft and sweet on my lips, the taste of cold metal between my cheeks, I speak and talk of you in every way but your name. I write and sprinkle sonnets of your laugh in between my words, bleed your pain into my lungs. It's a slippery slope, forgetting you. I teeter between holding my breath, trying to forget you, and drowning myself grasping onto what's left of you in my mind. I see you every now and then, and my chest swells because you've changed. And I've changed, too. We aren't who we used to be, laughing in empty playgrounds when the night was at its peak, thinking of what our lives would be. Oh, how far we dream. And I always knew, staring at you as you gazed at the stars with the twinkle that framed your eyes in the summer night just right, that you and me, we were meant to be. There was no doubt about it. And now my future has an empty chasm shaped like you, and we barely see each other, let alone speak, in so many fucking weeks. It's tricky. I want to yell, I want to scream, I want to tell you about every little way you hurt me, how you picked me apart like I was a project for you to fix, how you left me with nothing but an empty open window and the smell of your shampoo drifting through the cold breeze. But I want to hug you. We never did that enough. We didn't hold hands and squeeze palms and enjoy the presence of one another in the ways I felt we loved one another. We were always brushing fingertips, but never reaching for our palms, never feeling the goosebumps that freckled our skin, never holding each other when life felt thin. And now our speech is dribbled to nothing but a trickle of veiled niceties. The heaviness of what we used to be chucked into the night, cast aside, and so instead of speaking, I write poems about you, wondering if maybe, somehow, you'll figure out the hundreds of notes I keep in my phone are all about you. Vicious and ugly and desperate and hungry. That I miss you, even when I know you don't miss me. And I wish we could go back to who we used to be. Just you and me.
Wow, that hit. That was so good. And, like, so relatable, too.
Yeah.
Will you tell us more about, like, what exactly, or to what you're comfortable with telling us a little bit more about that poem? And what it's about, what it means to you.
Yeah, so contrary to the, I guess, the title, it's actually not about a romantic person, it's about a friend. And it's just like, I think especially with the pandemic and everything that's been going on, it's caused a lot of strain in relationships. And one of the relationships that it caused a strain in was like one of my really close friendships. And it was pretty hard on me at first, and so I wrote a lot about it because writing is really the only way I express my feelings very well, if that makes sense. So I wrote a lot about it, and I guess my summer, I just filled like my notes up with just a whole bunch of things about it. And like, I guess now I'm a lot better, but like, I still read them and it still causes me a small little pain in my chest, but it's nice to read them and know that like, yeah, this happened, but you move on and everything's okay.
That's really powerful, especially because a lot of people think of romantic relationships, but friendships are equally as important and if not, sometimes more painful, losing a friend.
Yeah.
That's really hard. And now, a word from our sponsors. Open since 2015, Elm Coffee Roasters is devoted to high-quality coffee that's easy to brew at home and a joy to drink. At our roastery and cafe in Pioneer Square, Seattle, Elm obsessively roasts small batches of coffee that they source with a focus on sustainable practices that lift up the whole supply chain and protect the future of the coffee plant. Elm's goal is to make a truly exceptional cup of coffee, an experience you look forward to every day. Cafes in Pioneer Square and SLU open now for takeout, and soon dine-in service. Please use the code PODCAST at elmcoffeeroasters.com for a 15% off your next coffee order. And we're back. I just love what you've been saying and like your poetry, because a lot of poetry feels inaccessible, I think, to ordinary audiences. It's about very old poetry. And I just love hearing yours as something that is so relatable, but also beautifully written.
I think I definitely agree with the whole like old poetry sometimes not really resonating, which I think is why I really like more modern poetry and like reading like poets of today, because I find I can connect a lot more with them and what they're saying, because, you know, we're going through the same things, and sometimes I feel like as a human race, we don't realize how similar we are, but, like, I love poetry because it reminds me that, wow, we are really similar, and we go through a lot of the same things, and you can find community and you can find peace in that.
I want to know more about you and, like, how you started writing poetry. Can you tell us more of how you got into poetry?
Yeah, actually, so I think the first time I ever wrote a poem was my freshman year of high school. My English teacher wanted us to write, like, a poem. I can't exactly remember what it was about, but I had an assignment and I had to write a poem, and I had never written a poem before, and I just remember, like, sitting at, like, my dining room table at home and just being like, I have no idea what I'm gonna do about this, because I always kind of thought of myself as not, like, a pretty practical person, not the kind of person who really does that kind of stuff, and so I was at, like, a wall. But then I talked to one of my friends who I knew wrote poetry, and she was like, you just have to write what you feel. It's like, just write, just start writing on the paper and don't stop until you get something good. And so then I was like, okay, I'm gonna do that. And I started writing, and I realized I actually really like this. And so after that, I kind of started writing poetry more regularly over the years, and it kind of became a normal part of my life after a while.
Are there, like, times in your life where you just write more? You know, like, how some people have, like, a consistent writing schedule and they write a bit every day, but some never write until something happens and then you write about it. Like, how are you with that?
I would definitely say I go through phases. So sometimes I write, like, every day, all the time. I'm in a super creative mood. But then sometimes I'm just, like, I don't feel motivated, or I don't really feel like I have anything to say. And I think it's just a natural thing that happens with anything, not just writing. But when it comes to those, I always try and find ways to motivate myself and try to keep that going, just because sometimes I feel like if I don't do that, then it's easy to kind of, like, fall out of it and not work on it as much. And so I always try, when that happens, to, like, find prompts online and just, you know, write about whatever the prompt is talking about, or maybe even write about the fact that I don't want to write, and that helps sometimes. And eventually, I feel like you always kind of get your groove back.
And you mentioned that you were a political science major. Mm-hmm. What are you thinking of in terms of, like, career? Are you hoping to continue being a writer later on, or what are you thinking there?
So I am a political science major, and I do want to work with like nonprofits and NGOs. But in terms of my writing career, I think that I'm still trying to decide if I want to integrate it into political science. I think that that might be a option that I'm definitely leaning towards. But I also find, like, writing as a kind of escape from, like, you know, school and work and, like, all those kinds of things. And so I'm still trying to decide if I want to keep it separate or not. But I think I do want to expand my writing career. Whether it's in political science, though, I'm not sure. It might just be, like, on my own in, you know, my own creative endeavors.
That's awesome. Another question. Who inspires you? Is there, like, an author or a work of writing that really inspires you?
I think in terms of poetry, I really like Emily Dickinson. I really love her poetry, and I think it's really cool. And I just really love the way she visualizes a lot of things. But in terms of just, like, people in general, I actually find a lot of my inspiration for poetry in music. I think that there's a lot of people who, like, their lyrics are poetry, and they're just super good. So, like, Hozier, I love Hozier because I'm just like, this man is a poet. He just adds music to it, you know? And so, or Frank Ocean, I really like him too, because I think that they have a great way of using their lyrics to visualize things and just make you feel things in ways that I feel like a lot of artists can't sometimes. And so I tend to find my inspiration from musicians a lot. In terms of that, yeah.
That's so cool. I was actually thinking the same thing the other day of how musicians, like, the lyrics are so lyrical. or poetic.
Yeah.
That's so cool. I'm going to go listen to some more Frank Ocean and Hozier after this.
He's great. I love him.
Do you have anything else you wanted to share about your poems?
I guess the only thing I would say is just like a self-promo. I have a Instagram poetry page. It's called at what dot she wrote. So it's what she wrote, but there's a little dot in the middle of what and she. And I share my poetry there like about every week or so. And if you want to hear more of my poetry, you can go on there and check it out. And also just like in general, writing is really a big part of my life. And I think that it's important to find something in your life that kind of brings you that kind of joy and solace, you know? So it might not be writing for everybody, but it could be something else. And so not just poetry, but the arts are so important and we should really appreciate them more. And they're just a great way to for people to express themselves and for other people to find community and harmony in that. So, yeah, the arts are important. I think it's really important to find that. So this is just me kind of going out there and using this thing that makes me really happy to hopefully make other people happy too in some way and relate to in some way. Yeah.
I love that. Well, thank you so much for coming on to the Poemcast. I'm so happy that we got to hear your poems, and that was just amazing. Best part of my day, honestly, like, if I'm being real. So yeah, thank you so much.
I appreciate you having me.